Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, kei te pihi a koe, how you going?
Kei te pai. That was very, it's lovely, it's lovely.
Everything's fine.
All good.
I can't work, do you guys, I'm like, am I just delirious? Or do I genuinely feel stoked to wake up every morning and just be like, thank God it's the day that it is that I'm waking up. I'm not sure.
I think it flip-flops. It does flip-flop at the moment. In the last few weeks, obviously, nothing's been really happening in the theatre scene. We've had some interesting chats about maybe why that is beyond COVID and what that could look like. What's happening at the moment? Any interesting updates? Anything that you've been finding fascinating overseas or online?
Nothing.
Theatre is dead.
Yes. I mean, and it's probably something I staunchly believe, whether we're in a global pandemic or not. I guess I was thinking, because it is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori this week, that it got me thinking about that kind of revitalisation movement of Te Reo and actually how critical theatre and performance is and has been in bringing the language forward. And I thought, you know, it's a good opportunity now to really gas up all the amazing Māori theatre practitioners that are working at the moment. But that's kind of a segue to a big shout out to the Kōanga Festival, which is actually opening in a couple of weeks, actually. So that's Te Pō Theatre's spring festival. And the reason I want to give a shout out is because despite us being in unknown alert levels in Tāmaki Makaurau, but we still have the opportunity to access this because they have a live digital kind of hybrid model for the festival.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is great because, I mean, yeah, it is really difficult to put that kind of pressure on artists at the moment, right, for presenting hybrid or virtual, but they've really it's really gentle, I would say, in the way that they've contextualised their access. And it's a great festival. So Kōanga has been running for years now, and every year it's exciting to see the artists that they have lined up. I should probably talk a little bit about Te Pō Theatre.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's start at the beginning, because as you say, it is a festival that comes around every year. They've obviously done a good job of managing the weirdness of now and kind of building in some protectiveness against COVID into their programming, which we've talked about before, can be quite an interesting challenge for artists and can be successful or unsuccessful in various different ways. But who are Te Pō and how have we got this awesome festival to get stuck into?
Yeah, just I guess a little bit of context. Te Pō was it's Tai Noe Tuki Waho and Amber Corrine have really championed, and alongside the others that stand shoulder to shoulder with them, to bring a Māori home of theatre in Auckland. So most people might remember when it was originally, the space was in New Lynn. I think it was like, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. They then moved to Corbin's, where they've been since. And now I think they're moving into that next phase of actually like building, although look, we love those big sheds at Corbin's. We love to do rehearsals where it's boiling hot in the summer and freezing cold in the winter. But actually moving towards a more purpose-built whare. But so Amber and Tai Noe and the team there have been pretty, strategically, but really thoughtfully working across development and presentation and access points and representing work for years now. And I guess Kōanga Fest is a chance to see and hear new work, not necessarily by emerging artists, although there are some new artists that they've got up, but also for artists that maybe are wanting to put up newish stuff, or it's like, you know, second, third draft. So there's play readings, there's performances, and there are they've got this like an activation as well.
Oh, which, cool.
Which sounds pretty cool. I'm not sure what it sounds like. It's like a, you go for a walk. I'm interested to know more about that. But I guess the reason I wanted to shout it out is because it's a chance to get to know some new writers, some new makers, which totally. I'm always, like, you know, listening out for that, because I think it is exciting. It's really exciting.
It's really cool just looking at the program online, actually. There seems to be such a broad range of stuff, as you said, play readings and some audio pieces, as well as these kind of more traditional, perhaps, looks at works that are being developed at the moment. But it does seem like there is, in that sort of sense of kōanga or spring, this kind of newness element seems to be a big through line here.
Mm. And to sort of, again, to big ups what Amber and Tainui are doing, and it's not just here as a singular offer of a development. Like, it's really about work that gets maybe put up with an audience, but then carried through. We may see these works over the next 12 to 18 months go up for another presentation. It's also a chance for emerging producers. They've got great dramaturgs and directors involved in the development seasons as well as developing audiences. I mean, this is a significant thing with work and development, particularly in theatre. I mean, people love to say, oh, do you remember going to that play reading we did, and now look at this work. But it really is a kind of very smart way of investing your audiences in the work and in the artists. So
So if people want to go and check this out and get a bit of a scope of what's happening in that program, where's the best place for them to go, Alice?
I would actually say for kōanga, the best thing is actually to follow Te Pō across his socials. And the reason is they've launched the festival, so you can get a view of what the program is. And then they are just, again, because of the alert level changes, it may mean some stuff goes purely online, or some stuff is, as I said, is hybrid. So you'll actually be able to go onto their website and see the program. But as you're following the socials, you'll get more of an by the minute as to tickets and links to stuff. They also there's some profiles on some of the artists that they have involved in the projects, and actually you can get some insight either. Gosh, I'm really going for plugging them today, but it's because it's again, I'm just really thankful and grateful for these artists and the work that they're doing, again, in not just that kaupapa Māori theatre model, but also in their inclusion for Tō Iwi and Pākehā to be included on that journey as well.
Totally.
So but you hear of the fundraising and development opportunities that they've been looking at for their new building, their new whare as well. So you can just get in on there and hear and see what's happening.
Not to be glib, but it's really nice to hear some awesome good news stuff happening in the theatre space at the moment, because it can be really hard for practitioners and collectives at the moment, and it's just nice to see something that feels really positive coming out of this.
Yes, I'm making a I'm making a concentrated effort to be toxically positive today.
We love it. Gotta have a bit of that sometimes, Alice.
I mean, look, it's also, and again, to kind of go back to my original provocation of Tuiki o Te Reo Māori, is it is a very contentious thing when we start wading into, and look, I'm speaking, and even I don't even know whether that is my right as Tō Iwi to speak to what is Māori theatre, you know, and I think it's a good time to reflect more broadly in the language, particularly as someone that is not a native speaker of that tongue, and to give praise and dividends to those that have held that kaupapa Yeah, so good time to reflect on that stuff. And also Te Po, you know, and they are they have funding and investment from the funding bodies, but also they're really holding a raft of independent artists. And right now, I just want to big ups any organisation or company that is putting the artists at the centre of their universe.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Alice. Te Po Theatre is T-E-P-O-U if you're searching them up on all the socials. And Kōanga Festival kicks off on the 23rd of this month, so not that far away now.
That's true. And it's like, again, it's spring. The bulbs are out. The birds are chirping. the lawns need to be mowed. My hay fever is going off the chart. You would not believe. Dosing up on those antihistamines. It's a real party in my nose right now.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, Alice. Have a lovely rest of your day. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, team. Always a pleasure.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.